Well, on the line with me right now is a good friend I've known for many, many years, Gideon Levitam, Holy Scriptures and Israel. And Gideon, welcome to the program.
Hey, shalom, Don. Good morning. God bless you. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. I am on record as saying I think Holy Scriptures in Israel is probably one of the deepest programs, one of the best teaching programs we have on the air right now. So kudos to you and your ministry.
Thank you, Don. I really appreciate that. We seek to teach the Scriptures from a Hebrew Messianic perspective to help our dear brothers and sisters, to understand the Bible from a first century Hebrew perspective.
Well, I don't think there's anyone really better equipped to do that, because you yourself are Israeli. You speak fluent Hebrew. Tell us a little bit about how you came to the Lord.
Yes, Don, I was born in Jerusalem in Israel, to let you know my age, in 1955, and was born to a conservative family, and became a believer in Yeshua, that is Jesus the Messiah, after I met my wife Irene some years ago. She came to visit Israel to work in a kibbutz, and there I was of course, just before my military service in Israel, the Israeli army. Irene came, and I met her in a kibbutz. It was very interesting, and from then on, the Lord connected us. She began to share with me about Jesus the Messiah. She used to hold Bible in her hand and read it every day. And I was, at the beginning, of course, attracted to her, but by the grace of God, the message of the gospel was shared with me by her and others.
Was that difficult, going home, going back to your friends, that this young Jewish soldier was becoming Christian?
Well, it's not easy, Brother Don, to tell our people that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah. It's not easy why we have to do so, but it's not easy. Oftentimes, our own family and our own friends do not understand, how can I believe that this Jesus is Israel's Messiah? Well, it is really the only way to understand it is when we read the Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures, the Brit HaChadasha, the New Testament, and if we read it, the Spirit of God help us to understand, and working in our hearts to help us to understand who Jesus is. So there is definitely a conflict, a difficulty. That's why it is so important for us to share with our own people, our own family, our own Jewish people, the gospel from a Hebrew messianic perspective.
I think that really is the key, being able to discern scripture from within the Hebrew language. I was thinking the other day, well, it's sort of like if you know Greek, but the Greek of today could not understand the Greek of 2,000-3,000 years ago in the original scripture, the Septuagint, etc. But the fact that Hebrew is an ancient, almost dead language that is now revived today, so you can go right back into the original intent of the word.
Correct. But also to remind you and to remind all of us that really to understand the scripture from first century context, what did the Pharisees say? Who did they speak to? What were their thinking? And Jesus, Yeshua himself, as a Jewish man among his own people, to understand how he lived among his own people, our nation, Israel, all this is very important for believers to understand when they share the message with our own Jewish people.
Yeah, to understand a language is basically to understand the mindset of the culture and the day, isn't it?
It sure is. And as an Israeli who was born and raised in the land of Israel, this is a way in which I enjoy immensely to share the message through the radio and other ways with Christians, so they will be helped in how to communicate with our own Jewish people.
When you first became a believer, was this any part of the plan you felt God had for you, that you were to go out and to teach this unique ministry?
Well, in the beginning, Brother Don, I was, as every believer, growing up and sitting under the sound of the word, learning from others, and for which I'm very thankful. Many brothers who taught the word of God have been extreme help for me. But then as I grew up in time, I sense the need that I really want to share this with my people and to help Christians to understand the scripture from a Hebrew first century messianic perspective.
I really like the way, you know, you're not afraid of digging deep into the scripture, and you're not afraid, if you will, of a systematic approach to it. Too often we get themes or we get some kind of an underlying message of what scripture says, instead of going right to what scripture actually does say, especially in the original Hebrew. How does the context change our understanding of scripture? In other words, what are the problems with not quite understanding where they're coming from?
Well, very good. I think of when I take at times I take tours to Israel to visit the land of the Bible. So can you imagine when you stand on Mount Olives and you're right facing on the other side Mount Moriah, and you can just kind of visualize what went on when Yeshua, our Messiah, was praying there, was sharing his message with his disciples there, teaching there. It just bring it to life when you see the land and you see and you understand the mindset of our people. It helps a believer to understand the scripture appropriately. The scripture was not written in Canada or United States or elsewhere. It was written in the first century by, first of all, by the Jewish people. I mean, all the scripture were given by our own people, but it was written from the frame point of the land and the culture of our people. This is important for Christians to understand.
Do you think too often we try to, if you will, and I use the term loosely, Americanize scripture, make it, in other words, to make it a little more comfortable, we try to project our culture onto the script?
I think so. I think it is a loss for a believer not to see things from its proper context and first century point of view. When a believer in Jesus the Messiah see it from first century point of view, understanding how the mindset of the writers, it will help him or help her to appreciate much more the Word of God.
And now you have Holy Scriptures in Israel, a ministry that has been in existence for quite a number of years. And happily to say, you started off with once a week with us. Now you're 5 days a week at 10:45. And we get a great many comments from people who say, you know, I just never thought of Scripture that way. I never thought of Jesus that way. So certainly you're to be commended. And this ministry you love. You love getting out. You love talking to groups. But your radio ministry is not only on the forefront of the ministry, but also you have an extremely rich archive of all your messages on your website.
Yes, Brother Don, we do appreciate the privilege of having the archive of every book that we teach on the Holy Scriptures and Israel.org or GideonLevitam.org. People can listen to these messages that we have. We record those messages regularly. But also, we do appreciate to be with Joy 1250 on the radio 5 days a week now. Really, it is the grace of God. And I would like to take the opportunity to ask people to pray for our radio program, and also graciously, if the Lord will lay on their heart, to support it financially, as we will constantly will need the support of the people of God.
Well, you receive not if you ask not, and I appreciate that, because I think there's a great many partners out there who would love to get involved with your ministry and support it in a real way, certainly from a prayerful position, but also from a financial position, because you have bills to pay. Joy 1250 doesn't give away the radio time. That's how we keep the lights on, and we're able to carry the wonderful programs we do carry, but from time to time, we have programmers such as yourself who come on, talk to us, and after many years decide to sort of lay it out there that we could stand some support.
Definitely, definitely. And if anyone support our radio program of Holy Scriptures in Israel, they can be receipted. And definitely we appreciate the support and, of course, the prayers, because we want these messages to be a blessing and a help to believers around the world.
Gideon, what's your plan for tomorrow? I know we shouldn't plan, if you will, but what do you feel God has for you in the immediate future?
Well, we do pray that the Lord, first of all, will help us to develop the radio ministry both in Canada as well as in the USA. We are also, in the will of the Lord, will be planning to take some groups, Lord willing, to for Bible teaching time and visitation to the land of Israel. And Lord willing, as the Lord will guide us and direct us, we will do so. We have a regular Shabbat Saturday meeting in Toronto, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. We'll be happy to have people coming to hear the Word of God from a Hebrew messianic perspective. This is every Saturday at 1 p.m. And we are looking to the Lord for additional open doors to minister to various groups who have an interest to hear the scripture from a Hebrew messianic perspective.
And they can contact you directly how?
Yes, they can contact me by writing to GI Holy Scriptures at simpatico.ca. This is my email address, and they can definitely look for the Holy Scriptures and Israel Bible Society on the website, and they can simply get all the information that they need right there.
Gideon Levitam, a trusted teacher and I might say a dear friend for many years. Holy Scriptures in Israel has been a blessing not only to us but also to all our listeners. We want to thank you for being part of our day.
Thank you, Brother Don. It is a privilege. I appreciate your continual prayer for us.